This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You are listening to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman here with Joe Shassy, coming at you every week with the best Giants content out there. Make sure you're rating, reviewing, and subscribing to this podcast and share it with everybody who you've ever met in your entire life. All right, so want to take a look behind the plate right now, because the catching position this weekend suddenly became very problematic for this team. And that was on Friday. Roberto Perez tried to catch a runner stealing second base. The throw wasn't there. It seemed like a totally normal throw. Then next thing I know, I look down and Perez is walking off the field and with an injury. We don't know what's going on. We assume it's a shoulder injury. Then yesterday, the news breaks. Shoulder strain, 60-day IL, no Roberto Perez for at least 2+ months. And with the Joey Bart injury, now you're looking at Blake Sable and a prayer from Gary Sanchez for this team behind the plate. And Shasky, I did not have Giants catching position becoming this dire on my bingo sheet 1 week into
the season. I mean, I did. When you told me heading into the season that Blake Sable, who barely played any catcher, is in the mix for starting opening job, like, yeah, I feel like this is a problem. This has been a problem. I mean, you're replacing a legend in Buster Posey, and so no one's going to be able to accurately replace that guy. But can one of them step up and be an everyday guy? Doesn't feel likely. I feel like they're going to platoon catcher at least throughout the remainder of this year. Now, Joey Bart did go 2-for-3 in his first appearance for the River Cats. That was encouraging, but he's hit in the minors before. Can he hit at the majors? Can he defend at the majors? I don't know. Blake Sable seems like the bat's waking up, which is good, but I don't think he really has a position. I think he's got a lot of jock in him in that he's probably more DH than he is, you know, balanced hitter fielder. Like, he made a clunky play out in left field. It was a nice play, but it was very clunky. He's kind of slow. I don't think he's a natural catcher. Like, I don't think they have an answer on the roster, and that's why you're praying to God, if you're a Giants fan, Joey Bart, please, like, show some semblance of being a big leaguer.
Yeah, and I think when I looked at the signing of Roberto Perez, obviously he's a two-time Gold Glover, doesn't have a whole lot of history with the bat. It was obvious that was a defensive first signing. The goal was to bring him in because you knew you're getting better defense behind the plate. He was much better at throwing runners out than the other catchers the Giants had on the roster. So with Perez, the big thing you're losing is that defensive presence and that ability to call a game. You saw Logan Webb say it after opening day. He really liked throwing to Roberto Perez. He felt very comfortable throwing to him. This is a guy who his absence, it's going to be felt for this team, both defensively and just in terms of, you know, how pitchers are able to work with the other catchers on this team. That's going to be a big struggle. I don't know, like Joey Bart, he's kind of had some struggles working with pitchers, you know, throughout his short career. And Blake Sable, again, like you said, I don't think he is a traditional catcher. He's not a normal catcher. It's going to be some learning on the fly for him. There's going to be some struggles here. And we've seen that ever since Buster Posey left, or even go back to 2020 when Buster Posey wasn't on the roster, the difference of no Buster versus Buster is huge, all the way down to just small things from throwing runners out, or the big things like throwing runners out, to small things such as sticking the glove out too far and causing a catcher's interference. Well,
I mean, and then think about little things like, you know, allowing that. I thought it was a wild pitch, but I've heard a lot of people say, hey, the pitch by Duvall to kind of lose the game on Saturday, you know, maybe a more elite catcher makes a better play on that one. I still think it was a very bad pitch by Camilo Duvall. And then, you know, just the pitch sequencing by Ross Stripling. Why is Ross Stripling even in there? But like, all of that factors in. Like, if you have some consistency behind the plate, do some of these situational pitching gaffes, do they look a little different? I don't know. I think it's all fair to question.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I do think that you probably don't have to worry about as much, at least right now, is when it comes to stolen bases. I was chatting with John Shea during Friday's game, and we were kind of talking about stolen bases, just kind of how teams will handle that. And his thought was, and I kind of agree with it, I kind of wonder how many teams early on are just going to say, screw it, run on us. It's just with the bases being bigger, the rules on pickoffs changing. I mean, you've seen sometimes where your guy uses his two pickoff throws. I saw this on opening day with the Braves and the Nationals. I think it was Ozzie Albies gets on base, gets two quick pickoff throws, and then that third lead he took was massive. It was just everybody knew you can't throw over. You're going to run. I'm kind of curious, you know, how many teams just be like, you know what, just run on us. We'll figure it out. We'll deal with it. So when you're the Giants and you're worrying about base runners going, well, maybe you don't worry about it right now, mainly because the rest of the league is just kind of taking that same approach.
Well, let's take it another step. Even if you are going to cover up the middle on a stolen base to second base, it's not like your second baseman and shortstop have tremendous range. Like, it's not like Estrada is this gold glover like Roberto Alomar Jr. where he can get back in position and make a play left or right diving. Like, Estrada is, I'd say, average to below average defensively at second base, and that might even be kind. And then Crawford, like, love Craw. Craw looks slow. I'm just telling you, like, seeing the pressure that the Royals put on the base pass changed their defense, and I also thought it got into Cobb's head a little.
Yeah, and that's going to be – it's going to be even more difficult now with Roberto Perez out because he's been there for such a short time. But – and Alex Cobb was saying after, like, he means a lot to this team already. This guy who's fresh on the team and has such great importance to this team, which, I mean, that's awesome that Perez has really kind of ingratiated himself in so quickly. But I also think that's kind of an indictment on the rest of the catchers on this team. Blake Sable is who he is. Gary Sanchez, he's an offensive first catcher, assuming the offense is still there. But he was never really known for his defensive abilities. And then you got Joey Bart, who it really feels like we're counting down the days until Joey Bart is DFA'd from this roster. The front office just does not at all seem enamored with him in any way, shape, or form.
I got a feeling we're going to see Patrick Bailey before we see Joey Bart play a full month as your starting catcher.
That might be, that's probably a good way to look at it, too. Because at this point, you kind of have almost kind of free range, just try anything at this point. You're
it's not really good. Looking
at, and I mean, we've seen the Giants really get lost in the wilderness at certain positions trying to replace guys. 17 years with a different left fielder on opening day. It's been 2 years now since Buster Posey's left, and it's been two different catchers on opening day. Or sorry, 1 year now. We're in year two.
Sam, since the end of spring training, they've had three different catchers catch a game. Like, think about that. Like, forget how many years. Like, just think of who's caught it. And then you got Austin Wins in there today. That's four, actually. Sable, Perez, Bart, who caught a couple at the end of spring training. And now
Gary said five catchers are going to be suiting up for the Giants once you
get a month
in there. Yeah, we're not even through the first month of the season. The Giants have a serious issue at the catching position now.
Factual.
And again, I'm not saying replace Buster Posey, but you got to find someone who can get in there and consistently catch behind the dish on a consistent basis. This rotating, you know, carousel of catchers, it's not going to be able to last for very long.
The guy I wish who could play catcher, God, I wish JD Davis could catch because, man, that guy, I'd love to get his bat in the lineup every day.
Some way, somehow, and they're going to have to figure.
I know he can't. I'm just saying
ways to get him in, but it's going to be